and I know from the past almost 40 years since I came over here to the U.S. that I've been spending usually under $1,000 for a round trip ticket to go back to Europe to visit my family. And I'm stuck on that number. It's got to be under $1,000 because I found out about 6 months ago that my niece, who spent a year over here with my husband and myself, is getting married end of June. So I started looking around for, good deals, knowing it was a little bit early. But now it's less than 3 months, a few days, that we need to be there, a couple of days before her wedding because of the time change. I don't want to come in as a jet lagger and just yawn through the whole wedding. So, anyways, I've been searching and searching and searching. And I came up with, what am I searching for? Why am I searching for what I'm searching? And it's actually quite simple. The more we plan in advance, the less issues we're going to encounter, the less challenges we're going to encounter during the trip. So, it's actually nowadays tougher than it was many moons ago. The prices have come up, the dates are changing in regards to what's high season, what's low season, what's very high in price, what's lower in price, whatnot, whatnot, which day is higher, which day is lower. I mean, those are all things we need to look into. And so I've been starting, as I said, about 6 months ago, and I don't just look at one place. First of all, I always go first to the airline I want to go, and then I go to all the others. So I did check Expedia.com, Priceline.com, Travelocity, Cheapo Air, and several others. Fairboom was really good with us 2 years ago. They got us a round trip for just under $600. It was actually easy, and it was $500 less flying out of San Diego than flying out of Los Angeles. But we had to fly Los Angeles, San Diego, Switzerland to get the good fare. So if we just flew San Diego, Switzerland, it would have been over $1,000, I think $1,100 some dollars. And because we did fly LAX, San Diego, changed airplanes and airport and all that, and then our terminal, and then went on the next flight with Edelweiss, we had a really good trip. Coming home was a little bit different. So I don't really like spending more than 2 hours at an air transfer because I just want to move around, get it done, and go home. Especially when I have only a 1 week free time to attend the wedding and to celebrate my mom's 89th birthday and see my family. So I don't want to waste it in the air or invest it in the air because, yeah, you can talk to some people, but it's not the same as your family. You can make friends, great, and I probably will because I'm an outgoing person. I like to talk to people. But my husband's not going to be too outgoing in the airplane because he doesn't know anybody, so he won't just talk to anybody. He might find a couple of people to talk to, and I will let him because that's the fun part about it. We don't have to focus on driving because we are being flown, so it makes it easier. Anyways, so I went through all those different airline things and everywhere where I have an account with, checked and checked and checked, and lo and behold, I have found so many tickets, round trip tickets for $507 to $828, and I checked them out. And I'm glad I did. Can you believe that most of those flights were 25 to 35 hours with a one-stop acquired hotel stay overnight? Well, how much more is that going to be just for one night in the high season? A hotel is usually around $500-$600 a night. So that cost me already much more because I add the budget than if I pay $200-$300 more to fly direct, and I save time, and I don't need to spend the money on a hotel, and I don't need to spend extra money on food outside the airport or in the airport. So this is all important information to make sure you can fly the least expensive, most effective way, shortest distance, hopefully, so you can actually spend your time where you want to instead of where the airline is telling you to. So I did get a plane ticket yesterday for $9.97 per person, and that's a straight nonstop flight, LAX, Zurich. And then coming home, it's going to be Zurich, London, Heathrow, and then LAX. But it's only a two-hour stay there. So I decided that is, and it's daytime, so it's going to be much easier to spend 2 hours during daytime at the airport and just go from one terminal to the next. And it's not, supposedly not too far apart from each other. So I am actually looking forward to it now. I can let my niece know that we're definitely coming. I can let my mom know so she's aware. And she knows not to book anything for me because everything is done. Now, I said we need to be careful with what we wish for and what we need and want. So I have not gotten the car reserved. So if I don't have an email from them by, you know, in the next few hours, and I'm going through all of the ones I got and put in the files so I have everything together, I will call them back up and say, look, I said I needed a car. We need to add that to it. I want the best deal on a car with GPS. Because even though I grew up over there and lived the first 26 years of my life over there, I don't remember all the streets anymore. I've been gone for more than times and a half that time. And so getting around is not that easy anymore. A GPS is definitely going to save my neck just driving around and finding places. So anyways, that's what I want to say. Always prepare. Make sure you take everything into consideration. So now with this flight, 10 hours and 55 minutes one way going from LAX to Zurich, which is the norm, that's the fastest one. That's awesome. And coming home, it's going to be about 15 hours with a two-hour layover in London. That's not too bad either. 15 hours versus 25 or 35 hours is a whole day for me. So I am actually thrilled that I was able to do that. That's why I say be cautious, be careful, know what you want, figure out how much all the extras are, if do the right thing, and just really, really, really pay attention. Don't be frantic. And if you can't figure it out online by yourself, there's always agents. You can talk to them. They cannot charge you for information. So I always ask when in doubt, ask the agent and get the information. So this time I'm actually going to fly through... what is it called? ASAPtickets.com. And they were the least expensive one of all of the ones that I checked. So, and they did have the pretty much direct flight except the 2 hours in London, which is really not a big deal. I'm excited actually to get to stretch my legs a little bit there, though it's after less than a 2 hour flight. But still, you know, it breaks it up a little bit. When you have 10-plus-hour nonstop flights or 11-hour nonstop flights with 9 hours time difference and the trip to the airport and having to be there for international 3 to 4 hours departure and, that makes such a huge difference. So that's why I'm saying it'd be so much better to just be really planned ahead of the time and knowing what's going on. Anyways, having said that, I hope that I'm helping you to have safer, smoother travel. Summertime is coming up. I know many people want to go places, and sometimes driving a car is too emotionally demanding on people, so flying might be easier. If you shop properly, you'll get a good flight that you can afford and that saves your sanity. So, yeah, I mean, it's all good. And the reason why I'm taking this into consideration and talking about it, as I said, it's healthy body. So when you don't have to drive in a car squished between all your luggage and everything else, not being able to go to the bathroom when you need to, because you're on the freeway or highway or somewhere where there's no public bathrooms. You don't absolutely want to go to a restaurant because they don't usually let you use the bathroom unless you consume something there. So flying is actually an easy way to go. Plus, the responsibility is not up to you to fly the plane. However, the responsibility is yours to make sure all your electronic equipment are on airplane mode or turned off totally so they don't mess with the pilot's gadgets up front in the cockpit. So, again, having a safe travel, saving time, getting direct flights, not spending as much money, not having all the stress, having the passport ready in advance. Make sure you don't just count on 2 to 4 weeks to get a passport renewed, because it can be up to 3 months, depending on where you go and what you need. But just make sure you do everything up front so you can have a most wonderful trip. You get to enjoy your time with your friends and family or coworkers or whoever you're going to meet, and make the best out of it. Get all the preparations out of the way before you leave. So all you can do is just double check and make sure it's all there. So, yeah, that's about it for today. So lucky me, happy me, excited me. And hubby's happy too. I got his flights under $1,000, $3 under. Plus then there were some extra taxes and stuff. So, but it was not $1,300, $1,500, up to $7,000. And I've seen first class tickets, which I don't buy, almost $15,000. And I go, oh my goodness, for that price, I can fly about 14 times. So I'd rather go coach and go more often to see my family and keep in touch with them than going only once and be super duper comfortable in the airplane. So yeah, having an aisle seat makes a big difference because you can get up and move around when there is no getting up sign up from the pilot. All right. I hope there was some valid information in this to keep your mind and your body healthy. And when you do that, you keep your finances healthy. And make sure everything is written down and documented so you know you're not going to spend any extra money that was unaccounted for. I wish you all a fabulous week. All the best. Best of health to everybody. And if you have any questions, suggestions, or want to be on my show, contact me via dythomson@gmail.com or 562-335-4956, voicemail or text, and I will return your call or text within 24 to 48 hours. For right now, I'm going to say until next week, stay happy, healthy, and empowered.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and best-selling author. And let me just apologize up front. My voice is not quite back yet to normal after that 7-week flu cough type thing that I had, but I am feeling great and I'm excited to be here and share my next adventure. And as you know, everything I do and say actually goes together under healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances. And it doesn't matter how much money you have or don't have, most people figure